In the news today, Occupy Central student leaders and government officials in Hong Kong have agreed to guidelines for discussing the protests' demand for political reform. The sides agreed to the guidelines as the protesters eased up, allowing government workers back to their offices. Many protesters had feared that riot police would remove them by force. Lester Shum is a leader of the Hong Kong Federation of Students. Mr. Shum set the terms of any future talks between city leaders and the protesters in a meeting on Monday with a government official. As part of the terms, both sides agreed that the Hong Kong government would be required to carry out any deals reached in meetings. More talks between the two sides will be held on Tuesday. Hong Kong's chief executive, Leung Chun Ying, said Monday that the government is sincere in having dialogue on constitutional development with the protesters. The students are demanding that Beijing not approve the territory's political candidates. Some schools and businesses remain closed after 11 days of protest. The protest was the most serious unrest in Hong Kong since the territory returned to China in 1997. South Korean President Park Geun-hye is calling for regular talks between Seoul and Pyongyang. The comment on Monday followed a sudden and rare visit to South Korea by top North Korean officials. The 11-member North Korean delegation was led by the vice chairman of the powerful National Defense Commission. Vice Marshal Hwang Pyeong-so is considered the second most powerful figure in North Korea, behind leader Kim Jong-un. President Park said efforts should be made to ensure that the upcoming high-level talks will pave a way for peaceful unification by holding regular inter-Korean dialogue, not just a one-time dialogue. The meeting between North and South Korea came at a time of increased interest in the health of Kim Jong-un. Mr. Kim has not appeared in public for more than a month. Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff and Social Democrat presidential candidate Aécio Neves are headed to an October 26th runoff, or second-round election. Ms. Rousseff, a leftist running for her second four-year term, received 42% of the vote held on Sunday. Mr. Neves had 34%. The runoff election will be held because no candidate received a majority of the vote. The runoff candidates are from Brazil's two most powerful parties, Rousseff's Workers' Party and Neves's Social Democratic Party. Now, words in the news. Guideline, noun, a general rule, principle, or piece of advice. Carry out, phrasal verb, to complete a plan. Delegation, noun, a group of delegates or representatives. Runoff, noun, a further competition, election, or race after a tie or inconclusive result. Candidate, noun, a person who is nominated for or running in an election.